I woke up this morning when the man
said I'm freedom.
Oh, and I woke up this morning when the man said I'm freedom.
Hello, everyone. This is Angelina Mosier, and I'm a senior. And I'm going to talk to you guys about my significant memory from Selma. Selma was an amazing trip. There were so many lessons learned on that trip, and not just by me, but by everybody. But what I'm going to talk about today is the bridge crossing on Sunday. When we were coming back, we had already crossed the bridge, and it was just, that in itself was just a great experience. The weather was nice, there were so many people, there was gospel singing, there was banners, and it was just so joyous, and there was so much appreciation among the people, and people knew why they were marching, and they knew that they had won the right to vote there in tiny Selma, Alabama, and there was just a feeling of pride. But when we were walking back, we had met these two ladies previously outside Brown Chapel that had come all the way from New York, and we said hi to them, and you know, we were like, oh, you know, you're walking the bridge, and they were with this elderly man, and he had a cane. And as soon as we said hi to those ladies, he introduced himself and he said, hello. He said, I was a driver of Dr. King and Coretta King. And we were like, oh, really? We were just shocked. We didn't know what to say. And he said, yes, I was their driver and I knew the Kings. And I was like, well, that must have been amazing. He said, yes. And he was carrying an album. And I was like, well, what's that? And he said, oh, people here, they have stories. They have stories that they were in the movement. They have stories that they were in Selma on the day of the beating. And he was like, but not me. He said, I have pictures. I have pictures to prove it. And sure enough, he had an album full of pictures with the Kings. And he was like, I have stories. And he had that cane. And he said, oh, and don't even think that I need this cane, because I don't need this cane. He's like, I'm perfectly fine. And in order to show us that he was perfectly fine, he, like, does this little jog. And Sophie and I and Brittany, who was with all of us, we were just laughing. And he was just telling his stories. And he said that on the day in Selma when, you know, Bloody Sunday, that he wasn't on the top of that bridge. He wasn't there. He heard the screams and he ran back. And he ran back full of fear. Anyways, when we were walking down, we also met another person. We noticed to our left that there was someone there with a very distinct face. That face was very recognizable. And we're like, where's that guy from? And then the man who was with us, he looks over and he's like, oh, that's Dr. Reese. That's Dr. Reese. He says, somebody get a picture with me and Dr. Reese. And he goes over and he shakes Dr. Reese's hand and he says, Dr. Reese, how are you? And he and Dr. Reese just smiled. And we're all taking pictures of the man, the driver, with Dr. Reese. After the driver left, we were just talking to Dr. Reese and we're like, Dr. Reese, oh my goodness, you know, just tell us your story. And he did. He stopped on that bridge and told us his story. And his story was so significant to the movement, especially in Selma. Dr. Frederick D. Reese was president of both the Dallas County Voters League and the Selma Teachers Association, which was huge because he helped organize the Teachers March, which was the first time that prominent blacks in the community stood up and fought for the right to vote. And it was so big because then it showed that any other person can get up and go and march and go and fight for their right to vote. And the words that Dr. Reese had told us moved us so much that I know that all of us, Sophie, Brittany, and I, all had tears in our eyes because of the words of what Dr. Reese said about the movement, about the people, about the courage. And it's a moment like that that you don't ever forget in Selma. And I'm lucky enough that Mr. Ben was there, and we were fortunate enough to actually get a picture with Dr. Reese with the Edmund Pettus Bridge in the background. And I know that that is one memory that I'm going to hold dear and I'm never going to forget for the rest of my life. So thank you for listening, and that was just one memory that I had from Selma, Alabama. So thanks, guys.